2.
Speaking of money and speaking of working hard for your money, looks like the suggestion of a four-day work day is beginning to gain momentum. But what does this really mean? Fiona Lepon, Director at Employment Law, joining us now. Fiona, good afternoon, and thank you very much for your time here on 702 Afternoon Drive. It's seemingly, I mean, I spoke to Iveka earlier on. She says, well, it's being done everywhere else in the world. Why have we taken so long to wake up to this idea?
Thank you very much for the opportunity to engage with your listeners and with yourself this afternoon. So to some extent, that's quite right. What underpins our employment relationships in South Africa is, of course, established legislation, and the Basic Conditions of Employment Act is a very good example where employers and employees can determine their working hour arrangements within the floor of minimum rights set by that statute, and these can be altered by negotiation and agreement. And where there is such an agreement in place, there's, of course, the Labour Relations Act that prevents the employer from unilaterally changing those terms and conditions. I have a client in the mining sector, for example. In its processing plant, it has a shift arrangement which gives it 24/7 coverage, where there's four shifts on by employees, four shifts off. There are three shifts in a 24-hour cycle. Employer gets full production and the employees have flexibility. And that's underpinned by collective agreements, of course, with the unions in that workspace.
Yeah. There's already, I mean, a sense and a feeling that, for example, South Africa's productivity is currently quite low, not optimal. So how would paying workers 100% of their salary and 80% of their usual week help us in that productivity aspect?
You make a very good point, because reducing working hours does not necessarily reduce the workload. And so that puts some challenges in the way of employers to manage that performance and, of course, meeting productivity needs. And what could those measures be that allows the employer to keep this in check? And, of course, that could be collaborative sessions with employees and daily check-ins with them, where you are clearly defining their daily and weekly deliverables, ensuring that those are, of course, met, but also ensuring that there are efficient technology and productivity tools available to the employee so they can deliver. And, of course, the recording of those work activities becomes all important. And that has its difficulties where employees want to work from home, and they need to be cautious because of load shedding issues, which, of course, is very prevalent in our world at the moment. And we would obviously have to ensure that employees have the right technology and backup facilities with inverters, battery power, to at least keep Wi-Fi and internet going so that they can continue to work.
Yeah. Is it a win for just the employees, or is it a win for the employers as well? I mean, as far as that, people that are going to be maybe working from home, working less, I suppose you pay less to keep the lights on, pay less on the internet bill and so on and so forth. So maybe you could be saving as well as a company?
Yes, I think it can be a win-win. I thought what was very interesting as another example is that in the United Kingdom, where they're facing huge labour shortages as a consequence of their departure from the European Union, this four-day work week is becoming a ticket to drive competition for employment, so that where there's skill shortages, they are top of mind when it comes to job opportunities in that country. And that's driven by economic circumstances. And so too in South Africa, where we have employees that I think can be extremely responsible in this space and say, if you give me the flexibility, I'll give you the work, I'll give you that productivity. I'm dedicated to it because it's allowing me to manage my work-life balance that much better.
How will that flexibility impact, for example, on the leave, holiday, sick leave and all that? How do you tackle that kind of difficulty with this arrangement?
Certainly, one could fall back on our legislation, which sets a minimum number of days leave, paid leave, be it sick leave or annual leave, for number of days worked for the employer. But I would imagine, given that our minimum conditions are quite palatable, many employers will continue it, providing they get the productivity.
Yeah, and it would certainly maybe also mean some kind of adjustments in terms of the legislation.
Not necessarily, because our Labor Relations Act supports negotiation and the conclusion of agreements to certainly support these type of arrangements. So I would say to you that the framework is there and the tools within the legislation is there to drive that agreement. What happens if agreement isn't reached? Well, then one has to look at what is the power play between the parties. That could be, of course, industrial action in a unionized environment, or amongst employees that might be inflexible in terms of this arrangement. I would think it's very few. But obviously, it could lead to decisions being taken about the employer's operational needs and whether the employee can be accommodated or not.
Yep. And looking forward, then, how does this become implemented? I see, for example, one of the countries putting this and has been doing so is Iceland, and they've been doing it since 2015 to 2019. But there are others who piloting this at a six-month kind of basis in some companies, particularly in the UK. So how would we approach it here in South Africa?
I think you'll find it'll be dealt with either at a sectoral level, at industry level, particularly where you have a bargaining council arrangement, or it's done by individual employers with their workforces to say, we want to actually examine this model. Does it have merit? If we were to implement, how would it be done? And of course, as long as they're working within the legislation doesn't prevent it.
Fiona Le Pen, appreciate your time and thank you very much for coming on. Director at Employment Law. Yeah, investigating or interrogating that particular idea. Hands up if you're saying a four-day work week is for me. And if the caveat to it is you improve productivity, would you go for it? Would it make you a little bit more productive? 011-883-0702, 0727021702. Certainly, it would be welcome as far as flexibility around the petrol situation, not having to drive 5 days a week to work and maybe 4 days a week. Maybe in some instances, certainly allowing you to do other things with the extra day that you have. Let's take your thoughts. 011-883-0702, 0702, 0702, 1702. What do you feel about a four-day working week?
Our world changes with every minute.